Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Demi, Labyrinth of the Gods. And I have the team with me today. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Good.
Good. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do for the game.
I'll start us off then.
Ahead,
my name is Drew Walker. I, in addition to designing the game, will be handling most of the business aspects of it.
My name is Brooke Keel. I'm affectionately known as the Chaos Manager. I'm in charge of the statistics and all of the attributes of the game and the mechanics, and trying to get all that balanced out mathematically.
Awesome.
Justin Boat. I'm mainly in charge of our sales and marketing department, which is just me right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So tell me and our listeners a little bit about what Demi Labyrinth of the Gods is all about.
It's too bad we're not all in the same location. We're all calling in here. Do you want to go ahead?
What? Pardon me?
Do you want to give a little synopsis?
Sure. It's a 2-4 player cooperative dungeon crawl, basically. It's a tile-based game. And the story behind it is that you are playing as demigods in the Greek mythology, and each of you in the game are working together to navigate the labyrinth in Greek mythology. And as you leave one room, the room behind you becomes more difficult, and the goal is to get back and forth between treasure rooms until you acquire enough artifacts to get out of the labyrinth.
Basically, the labyrinth is always in motion.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's the classic labyrinth, you know, created by Daedalus and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Cool. That's awesome. So it's kind of, you know, what kind of drew me to it is I like Greek mythology as is, but it's also kind of like a very souped up version of like Percy Jackson.
We've had some parallels there because they are modern day demigods.
Yeah, exactly, and I like that, and the artwork and everything, just it looks really cool.
Thank you.
And that's the purpose of the Kickstarter, is to help fund the rest of that artwork. Artwork is not cheap.
No, it's not, and it takes a lot of work too.
It really does.
Yes.
So, where'd you guys get a little bit of your inspiration for the game? I mean, obviously Greek mythology, but were there any other games or other materials that you guys pulled from to be able to be like, hey, that would make a cool game?
Justin, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I was trying to think of just how exactly we got started in this.
Yeah, tell us the story.
So, myself and Drew worked together at our real jobs. And we were, you know, kind of kicking around the idea of a game, just kind of talking back and forth, came up with a very basic prototype, an idea, had a couple of our buddies over to, you know, test it out, see what they thought, see if we were kind of on the right track with that.
This was a prototype on construction paper with markers.
Yes, it was amazing. In fact,
that's how everybody starts, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere we still have that prototype.
Nice.
But Brooke was one of those people that came over and kind of checked it out and gave feedback on. As he was leaving that night, he was like, hey, you know, I don't want to, you know, push in here, but if you guys are looking for other people, I'd love to be involved in this. And it just kind of snowballed from there. We've had 3 or 4 different versions of the game, doing massive playtesting with friends. We had 14, 15 people over to my house that had never played the game, sit down, do some playtesting, got feedback, loved the idea of it. Brooke has been working tirelessly on getting the behind-the-scenes computer program, the code written for the game that actually navigates the labyrinth, to make sure that everything we do is mathematically balanced for this game.
Great.
And Justin, one of your favorite games was Settlers of Catan, which is a tile-laying game, and Labyrinth of the Gods is a tile-based game, but we thought it would be interesting if, rather than laying the tiles and laying out the layout like you do in, for example, Betrayal House on the Hill, if instead you were manipulating the tiles that are already laid and being forced to add to them making the game more difficult as you go, and making the players choose where becomes more difficult, and having to navigate through that.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of like the Forbidden games, like Forbidden Island and Forbidden Desert. The tiles, especially in Forbidden Desert, like the storm moves around, so the tiles move around, and
yeah,
all these crazy things happen. So that's cool. I really like that type of gameplay. It's lots of fun, and the whole co-op thing has been kind of a new thing in board gaming, in the sense that a lot of people are just used to, you know, playing for themselves and I want to win. But now I really enjoy the co-op games because you have to work as a team, and so that's really cool. And just being able to travel through the depths of the labyrinth it's a really cool concept to me.
Us too.
Yeah.
So,
and to touch a little bit on that that aspect of helping each other out so that the team can get through, each one of our characters that you can choose from has a different set of abilities that individually are interesting, but they become more interesting when the team gets into a situation where, you know, one of our characters has the ability to heal, and then you've got to decide, okay, who do I heal? Because you're likely going to die, so I better heal the guys that are going to stay alive, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of strategy in there that's definitely going to be a player-based strategy, and it's going to change every time you play the game.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it, you know, yeah, makes for great value of more gameplay afterwards, you know, playing differently. So as of today, when we're recording the show, you guys have 18 days left to go on the Kickstarter. You're scheduled to end on February 14th. So that's exciting. And it's how has your guys' experience with Kickstarter been? This is your first game, correct, to put out on Kickstarter?
It is, yeah. I think one of the best words to say for our experience with Kickstarter has been, or two words, interesting and educational.
There you go. Well, and that seems to be the case for a lot of people that, you know, it's, you guys are newbies, as you could say, for Kickstarters.
Totally.
There's a lot of people that have been producing games a lot, but I think it's it's always, I really love, and that's one of the reasons I started the podcast, is I really love the concept of guys that have your regular day jobs, and you're like, hey, I have this cool idea of this project, let's get it done, and Kickstarter is a way where you can definitely do that. So that's really cool that you guys are going through the effort to try to get this cool game out there to everybody.
Thank you.
We think so as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So after the Kickstarter ends, and if the Kickstarter is fully funded, when do you hope to have the completed game out to the public?
Well, as soon as we know that the Kickstarter is going to hit its goal, we start work with artists we've already lined up and a couple more that we're going to be looking for soon on finishing that artwork. Realistically, it's going to be under a month, but I'm going to quote it as a month to finish that artwork and get everything off to a manufacturer. We've already got a manufacturer lined up and two more that we've been in talks with as well. And we basically are in a position to have the games to us in late May, should everything at the manufacturer go well. And, you know, often it does, but sometimes things happen there, so we try to build a bit of cushion in there, and then we can start shipping out end of May, early June, as we have time.
Cool. So it's something people can look forward for their summer gaming time.
Summer 2015.
Awesome. Cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time today. I know that Brooke and Justin, you guys are out of town, but you're Skyping in anyway. I really appreciate that. And thanks for being here, and good luck with Demi, and good luck with all your other future projects that you may be putting out on Kickstarter as well.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much,
Barry. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.